AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the shooting deaths of eight people in the Atlanta area, mostly Asian Americans, is very troubling.
I'm making no connection at this moment to the motivation of the killer. I'm waiting for an answer from, as the investigation proceeds, from the FBI and from the Justice Department.
The shootings happened at massage parlors. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant was asked if this was a hate crime.
I know that that's going to be a concern and that you were probably asking that of many of us. We are just not there as of yet.
Police say those who spoke to the suspect say he may have a sex addiction. Robert Aaron Long said he lashed out at what he saw as sources of temptation. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on the defensive. On Capitol Hill, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas faced questions about the surge of young migrants at the border. This is New York Republican Congressman John Katko.
Through irresponsible rhetoric and actions by this administration, we are seeing an unprecedented crisis unfold during a pandemic. The situation at the border continues to get worse every day with inadequate action or even proper acknowledgement of the severity of the situation.
Mayorkas says the border situation is under control and says he won't revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Biden administration is expanding coronavirus testing for teachers, staff, and students.
Our newly released set of guidances offers a comprehensive approach to testing and helps to prevent the spread of COVID-19 through the rapid identification and isolation of people who are infected, including those who do not know they are infected because they do not have symptoms.
The Federal Reserve foresees the economy accelerating quickly this year, but still expects to keep its benchmark interest rate near zero through 2023. This is AP News. Severe weather last month in some areas contributed to a drop in home construction.
Home construction fell by 10% in February, while applications for new construction dropped 11%, according to the Commerce Department. Housing starts were also down 5% in January. However, economists think housing will bounce back in coming months, aided by very low mortgage rates and rising demand by Americans who have been cooped up for the past year due to the coronavirus pandemic. But any growth in housing may not match last year's nearly 7% increase because of a lack of building lots and surging lumber prices. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A largely virtual St. Patrick's Day is planned today in New York City, 1 year after the annual parade celebrating Irish heritage was canceled because of the pandemic. There was a virtual parade this morning featuring clips of marching groups in New York from past years. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.